With the annual climate change conference in Paris coming up next Monday, the Quebec government is trying to pass a law to increase fossil fuel exploitation with such short notice. So with me, I have Jean-Patrick Toussaint from the David Suzuki Foundation, and I would like to ask him a couple of questions. First of all, what do you think the David Suzuki Foundation would like to see from the Quebec government concerning the energy transition at the conference in Paris starting Monday?
Well, since we've got a new government, a new federal government who has made several interesting promises in its electoral platform, obviously the stakes are high and the expectations are also high. So we'd definitely like to see Canada commit to a strong agreement in Paris, and also, even though it might not have specific targets for greenhouse gases reduction, at least to reassure Canadians that they'll take important measures in order to be able to achieve greenhouse gases emission. In terms of energy transition, definitely would like to see Canada take a bolder step into transitioning into more renewable energy sources. We've just seen recently Alberta committing to a climate change action plan, which is a good step forward, and we'll see how it all comes together at the federal level with the work that has that's already being done by the provinces.
Do you think the exploitation of fossil fuels is really necessary considering cleaner alternatives in Quebec, namely hydroelectric energy?
Well, it's an interesting question. Let's make no mistake about this. We definitely support at DSF renewable energy, and we think that we need to make this stronger transition towards those. We're also very conscious of the fact that at the moment we're still going to be using fossil fuel for a few more years. We're trying to make sure by what we provide a solution that we reduce that time, of course. In terms of the situation in Quebec, it's interesting, but because most of our greenhouse gases emissions come from the transportation, it's about 40% of those emissions are from transportation. So there is a way of reducing our emissions through better planning in terms of urban planning, infrastructures, instead of increasing the number of roads, and also transportation electrification. We've got, as you said, hydroelectricity. We've got companies that are building trams and metro subways. So we have the capacity to transition to a more modest carbon economy. And so I think with also the under two MOU agreement that Quebec signed, which essentially aims at reducing greenhouse gases emissions by close to 90% by 2050, I think we definitely should aim towards using more renewable and not thinking about exploiting for fossil fuels.
What can be done, if anything, to prevent the laws facilitating fossil fuel exploitation in Quebec? And do you think there's room for public discussion, or maybe for organizations to get together and, you know, be able to scrutinize what they're doing?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, at the moment, there is an ongoing public consultation on strategic environmental assessment, which is currently looking at how the province may be able to explore and eventually exploit its fossil fuels in its territories. What several groups have been asking, including the David Suzuki Foundation, is to have a wider consultation on a true energy transition for the future for the province, which we haven't had in the past. Essentially, what the Minister of Natural Resources, is looking at is to see whether or not or how we could use the best practices to go ahead and potentially explore and exploit our fossil fuels, whereas we should really most probably think about how we can transition into a cleaner energy. And so involving the civil society, which means citizens and also environmental groups and university researchers and so on and so forth, is an important step to have a very much needed debate and questioning about how do we want to shift our energy use and demand and production in the future, and how is that going to impact our solar environment, but also our economy. So there's a need for an overarching consultation on energy transition.
Do you feel the Quebec government is trying to pass certain laws without the public's knowledge by giving such short notice before an international event of such importance?
I wouldn't go as far as saying that. I think they are trying to involve the public. Unfortunately, our position here at DSF is that effectively they've been giving very short notices in terms of preparing for those public consultations that are ongoing on the strategic environmental assessment, very short time to go through a huge number of studies and documentation, which totals over 4,000 pages at the moment, and not a chance either to actually comment on a final version of a report that actually will be used as a stepping stone for a bill that will then be most probably open for a public debate at the National Assembly. So I wouldn't go as far as saying that they're trying to bypass the public opinion or consultation, but they're probably not giving enough consideration to the importance of having the voice of citizens and civil society heard on such an important issue that will shape the future of the generations to come.
If these laws do get passed, will it change the atmosphere of the discussion at the climate change conference in Paris?
Well, I would say no, in a sense, because those laws won't be passed before Paris. It's too short a time. So what we're looking at in terms of a time frame, at least in Quebec, is to have the public consultation over maybe by the end of the year, if not early next year, which takes us already after Paris, and then have a final report on the strategic environmental assessment, which will then be used to table a bill on the usage or a bill related to fossil fuels in Quebec. And after that, as the members of the Ministry of Natural Resources mentioned during the public consultation, there should be a chance for civil society to have their voices heard through at the National Assembly, most probably. So I don't think any project in the air will have any impact in Paris because it's too short a time, but it definitely will have an impact for the future of Quebec's energy portfolio, if I can say so, depending on the outcome of such bills and potential law.
All right, thanks a lot. That's all the questions I have for today.
So good, thanks.
Jean-Patrick Toussaint from David Suzuki Foundation. So thanks a lot.